Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Top British government investigator says in a report released Thursday that Russian President Vladimir Putin probably personally approved the assassination of Alexander Litvinenko. He was a Russian spy turned dissident who was exiled in Britain after publicly criticizing Putin. Prime Minister David Cameron in Britain.
We must now read the report in its entirety and take everything into account. But be in no doubt, this shocking event was reacted to years ago when it happened, and we're toughening our action again today.
In Moscow, a Russian foreign ministry spokesperson said they regret a purely criminal case has been politicized and affected bilateral relations with Britain. Police in Somalia's capital say at least 20 people have been killed by gunmen who stormed into a popular seaside restaurant and took siege, the militant group Al-Shabaab claiming responsibility. A bomb blast killed at least 6 people. It happened in a Cairo tourist neighborhood Thursday when police raided a suspected militant hideout. 3 policemen and at least 1 civilian are among the dead. Security officials suspect Muslim Brotherhood militants planted the bomb that exploded when police burst into an apartment. Efforts to launch a political transition in Syria, the plight of Americans missing in Iraq, and the fight against the Islamic State militants are among the issues that U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry discussed in a series of meetings and interviews in Switzerland. Talks took place on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos. This is VOA News.